Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And you're listening to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to our friend Mona Shand, who is an anchor reporter with WHMI in Livingston County, the Brighton area, and a familiar name and face to those in the area here, formerly with WLNS-TV6. Good evening, Mona. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good. You know, we talked on Monday, and things have changed dramatically. And the reason we talked Monday is Mona's family is from Egypt, and she has a lot of family still there, a lot of immediate family still there. And we talked on Monday, and we were horrified at what was happening. And here, you know, 3 days later, it's getting incredibly worse, and it's unbelievable.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, talk about an emotional roller coaster of a week. You know, on Monday, as scary as it was, I wasn't really fearing for my family's safety. Egypt is not a particularly violent country. It never has been, despite what we're seeing right now. And so while I feared for, you know, their practical survival because banks are shut down, there's no commerce taking place, grocery stores are running out of food, I didn't really feel like they were in physical danger. And now in the past day, 2 days, we've seen things degenerate into this almost all-out civil war, and now it's really frightening.
Yeah, I just pulled up on the internet as we were calling you, and the headlines: no end in sight to Egypt clashes, and they're now, you know, saying gunfire has killed at least 8 in the central square in Cairo. The escalation of this, the quick escalation, is just shocking.
It really is, and you have to wonder what's behind it and who's behind it is maybe more accurate, and it's. It's really, you know, it's getting harder to get phone calls through to family again. They are able to use the internet now, which I'm a little bit surprised because, the things that are coming out are things that the government you would think would want to repress, given the way the government's been acting in the past week. But I see family members posting, and every time I see something online, you know, a Facebook status update, an email, it's like, oh, thank God, they're still there. They're still okay.
Well, and how did the internet get back up, I wonder? I mean, because they shut that down quickly and handily.
They did, and, you know, I think there was enough outcry about it, and I'm hoping that the government realized how horrible that made them look, that, you know, you cannot pretend to be a democracy and at the same time not allow your countrymen to have access to information or to speak freely.
Absolutely. And the phones you said are working, or are you having trouble with phone calls at this point?
We're having trouble. Cell phone reception is, you know, spotty again. Landlines, when you can get through, you know, it seems like the call gets cut off pretty quickly. So, you know, again, it's that not getting information that can be so frightening, especially when you combine that with the images that we're seeing on TV. I mean, it just, the violence is so uncharacteristic of Egypt. It's really awful.
Well, and I was wondering, when we spoke on Monday, I told you I watch this and I cringe, and just to see human beings doing these things. And I wonder how this is for you to watch. And you told me on Monday that as you watch video, I'm watching it, looking at people. You're watching it, looking for your relatives.
I am, and you know, I've had to kind of pull away from even watching at this point, because it just, I feel like I'm watching a part of myself disappear, because this is not the country that I know. This is not the place that I love. This isn't the place that my parents loved so much that they left. This is not the Egypt that we recognize, and it's so sad to see what's happening.
And your folks, just for a little background, came here, was it in the 60s?
They did. They came in the late 60s. We're from the Christian minority in Egypt, and things were tough at the time, and they knew that they wanted something better for, you know, for their future families. So they were able to come and, didn't intend necessarily to stay permanently, but here they are, you know, 40 years later.
The other thing that I took note of and that really touched me was when we spoke earlier in the week, that you have the relatives you had there, you had offered for some to bring their family and come here and let things settle back there. And I believe you said that they said, this is our country, we need to stay.
They're still saying that, you know, as ugly as things are getting, I think that they realize that this is a critical moment in their history, in our country, you know, in Egypt's history. And while they don't know what the next moment is going to bring, they feel like they have to be a part of this. And that's pretty remarkable.
Well, it certainly is. Is your family safe to date? I mean, for latest postings, and you said you're communicating now. As far as you know, your family members are safe, your extended family?
As I know, they are. You know, thank God they're all, you know, they're all alive. They do have food for the moment. I don't think that they're going out much because now it is at the point where violence is in the streets.
Now, earlier in the week, they were trying to protect business and property and so forth.
They were, and at this point, I think they're just kind of hunkered down in their homes, you know, really afraid to go out. I mean, I have cousins who were at the big demonstration on Tuesday morning, which was almost jubilant in its atmosphere. And then, you know, come yesterday, things really took an ugly turn, and it feels like they've just been hunkering down in their homes since then.
Well, and what, I mean, have they talked to you or in your communications? I know they may be brief. What is the ugly turn that it's taken that they're witnessing there?
They're seeing those, you know, pro-Mubarak groups. And, you know, we're finding out now that a lot of them are undercover police officers, members of the Interior Ministry. Those groups started attacking the protesters yesterday, which until this point, you know, they had been protesting rather peacefully. And so yesterday when these two groups came to a head is really when the violence came to be. And the army yesterday wasn't really doing anything to stop it. Today they were at least standing between the two groups a little bit more and keeping them, you know, apart.
Do you, I mean, and I'm not, you know, this is your home country and your
right.
family is there. And I'm wondering, do with the army coming in and stepping between the two groups, is this going to, do you think, escalate things or start to calm things a bit?
You know, I think it could go either way. And I think tomorrow is going to be a really pivotal day. There's a lot of talk about a big demonstration, bigger even than what we've seen so far, happening on Friday, which is the Muslim day of prayer. So after their prayer, there's talk of a huge demonstration. So I think what the army does and what the two rival groups of protesters do, you know, it's going to really define what happens next for the future of the country.
We've got about a minute and a half left. You said through talking with family members, they could sense something was coming. When educated folks can't get jobs that pay barely anything, something was going to boil over.
Exactly. The frustrations have really been kind of seething under the surface for so long. And I think that when they saw what happened in Tunisia, they really realized that maybe this kind of grassroots movement was possible, but I don't think anybody foresaw what is happening now.
Wow. I can't imagine what you and your family have been going through. Do they see, you know, they're just staying on the internet and trying to stay connected with folks here, I'm imagining. Are you able to feed them information that they aren't able to get?
A little bit. You know, they ask us what things are like over here, and I try to tell them. But they do have access to some of the same main news sites that we do. So they're keeping on top of what CNN is reporting. And, of course, now we're having trouble with journalists, even, you know, violence against them. So who knows where this is going to go?
Well, Mona, I know you're a very busy person with job and your family, so I appreciate you taking a few minutes to try to keep us updated. As always, your family and their safety is in our prayers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mona. Mona Shand, anchor and reporter for WHMI in the Brighton area, and formerly, of course, with WLNS-TV6. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.